people typing, people breathing, once in a while car from the outside, and would go crazy if we were always attuned to everything that was going on. So it's good that we adapt. That's why people can live literally on a highway and still fall asleep at night. Because after, you know, a month or so, they stop hearing the cars there. It's like we have relatives out in Concord who live quite literally on top of the train. And we went to visit them for dinner, and a train passes by, and, you know, the house shakes, and it's enormous noise. And, you know, at the beginning, Tommy and I looked at each other and, you know, and smiled. And then, you know, second time, the train goes by, and the house shakes, and huge noise. And, you know, I couldn't help myself, and I said, doesn't that bother you? And they said, what? Do you know what I was talking? I said, the train just passed. And they said, oh, we don't notice it anymore. Why? Because it passes every half hour or every 20 minutes. They don't notice it. So it's a good thing that we can adapt. Also in terms of difficulties. Personally, the most difficult experience that I endured was on the 19th of September, 19th of December, 1997. I was living in Singapore at the time. My best friend was coming over from Indonesia to visit me. The person who was most important in the world to me at that time, and her plane crashed. Silk Air Flight MI-185.